Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, and text number 50. Pradushakartha yadidam purahuta rupam. Tenesha nivrittimava puralam drushonaha. Tasma idam bhagavate nama idatvem. Yonatmanam durudayo bhagavan pratitaha. Pradushchakarat arthayadidam puruhutarupam. Tenesha nivrittimava puralam drushonaha. Tasma idam bhagavate nama idatvidhema. Yonatmananam durudayo bhagavan pratitaha. Pradushchakartha yadidam puruhuta rupam. Tenesha nivrittimava puralam drushonaha. Tasma idam bhagavate nama idapvidema. Yonatmananam durudayo bhagavan pratitaha. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O Lord, we therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your eternal form as the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, which you have so kindly manifested before us. Your supreme eternal form cannot be seen by unfortunate, less intelligent persons, but we are so much satisfied in our mind and vision to see it. Purport. The four sages were impersonalist in the beginning of their spiritual life, but afterwards, by the grace of their father and spiritual master, Brahma, they understood the eternal spiritual form of the Lord and felt completely satisfied. In other words, the transcendentalist who aspire to the impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma are not fully satisfied and still hanker for more. Even if they are satisfied in their minds, still transcendentally their eyes are not satisfied. But as soon as such a person come to realize the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, they are satisfied in all respects. In other words, they become devotees and want to see that one who developed the transcendental love of Krishna by smearing his eyes with the ointment of love, sees constantly the eternal form of the Lord. The particular word used in this connection, anatmana, signifies those who have to control over the mind and senses and who therefore The particular word used in this connection, anatmanam, signifies those who have no control over the mind and senses and who therefore speculate and want to become one with the Lord. Such a person cannot have the pleasure of seeing the eternal form of the Lord. For the impersonalist and the so-called yogis, the Lord is always hidden by the curtain of Yogamaya. Bhagavad Gita says that even when Lord Krishna was seen by everyone while he was present on the surface of the earth, the impersonalist and the so-called yogis could not see him because they were devoid of devotional sight. The theory of the impersonalist and so-called yogis is that the Supreme Lord assumes a particular form when he comes in touch with Maya. Although actually he has no forms, this very conception of the impersonalist and so-called yogis check them from being the Supreme Personality of a Godhead as he is. The Lord, therefore, is always beyond the sight of such a non-devotee. The four sages felt so much obliged to the Lord that they offered their respectful obeisances unto him again and again. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport of the third canto, 15th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Description of the Kingdom of God. ॐ अज्ञानदिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलम्, श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च, श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च. नमा ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो दिस पर्टिक्युलर वर्ड्स चतुष कुमारस, दे आर शोइंग देयर ग्रैटिट्यूड टुवर्ड्स द लॉर्ड. And they are saying here, "Oh my Lord, we are so fortunate to have opportunity to see your wonderful form, which is eternal." That need to be understood, or we should underline that sentence. That they say that it is eternal form of yours. And in the Purport, Prabhupada says, in the beginning of their spiritual life, this Kumaras, they were impersonalists. they were taught by Lord Brahma, their own father, in the Vedic literature. And they are considered the most knowledgeable personality in this whole universe. They are Vayovriddha also and Jnanavriddha also. And as Prabhupada says in this purport that Jnanis and Yogis, Ashtanga Yogis, who meditate on the Lord in different forms as a Brahmajyoti and a Paramatma, even though they are satisfied in their heart or in their mind, but their eyes are not satisfied. That's what Prabhupada said. Because they have not seen that beautiful form of the Lord, which is eternal. With which they can relate themselves in particular mood of service. Two things are clear in this verse. The first one, that Lord has an eternal form. He is not impersonal. And second thing, the foolish people, they can't see the personality of a God. Anatmanam. The people who has not able to control their mind and senses, they can't understand and they can't see the Supreme Personality of a God. And when Lord was enacting his pastime in this world, in his presence, all the kings or whoever there, not all of them understood that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Even in his own family members, there are few who never understood, who never accepted him as a Supreme Personality of a God. Shishupal. Shishupal, he was his own sister's son. But he never accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of a God. He always had a problem to accept Krishna as the Supreme. And that's why when there was a Agra Puja during the ceremony of Rajasuya Yajna, all the great sages were present there. All the great personalities of that time, all they came to attend that Rajasuya Yajna. And then the time came to decide whom they should worship first to start the yajna. So unanimously, all the great personalities who were presented there, they said, there is only one person whom we can worship, and that is Krishna. And as soon as Lord Krishna's name were uttered, Shishupal, he just got up from his seat and he was like a furious. And he started blasting on the Nakul, Sahadev, Bhishmadev and all other personalities that how you have accepted this person as a qualified for getting Nanda Agra Puja. Everyone was astonished because he is Krishna's own kinman and he is not at all honoring Krishna anyway. Why? Because his mind was not controlled. When he was born, that time it was declared that he will get killed by the hands of Krishna. Then his mother begged at Krishna's lotus feet and she said, please save him. Then he said, okay, I will not kill him until and unless in one shot if he not offends me for 100 times. So every time he used to go up to 95, 96, and he used to control himself because you know if I do it he may kill me. But this time he forgot. Then Lord reminded him, be aware, now you are going to commit the last offense and you know the consequences, what going to happen. He never bothered about that, and he just offended. Chakra came and slashed his head. So the people who don't have a control on their mind and senses, they can't see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. These are not my words. This is what the scripture says. There are foolish people in this world. They claim that there is no God. If some owl says there is no sun, how many people will believe in that? Only owl can believe. The other owl can believe. Not everyone. Because you are not qualified to see the sun, that does not mean he never exists. And even if it is there, then show me. Are you capable to see him? Are you qualified to see him? To have his audience? Are you have to fill up some government form for your own reason. Then you have to take an appointment from that government officer. And here you wanted to see their lordship, who is the supreme controller. And do you think that he will come like that in front of you? Or rather, be qualified that he himself comes. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, devotees never desire to see Lord, but they serve in a such a way that Lord comes and see them. So which is better? The latter. That one has to understand. In gist, or to summarize this whole chapter, we have seen that how the Chatushkumaras, they approached at the gate of Vaikuntha. And there is a wonderful description about the Vaikuntha planet, how it looks like, how these residents they look alike, what are the ornaments they are having on their body, how they are traveling, they have their own planes, which works just by the desire, not by fuel, or not by particular temperature that needed, then only that flight can take off. It never bothers. Whenever and wherever they desire, they can go in their place with their beautiful wives. So in Vaikuntha Laka, there are couples who serves together to their lordship. The next thing, that even you are at the gate at the Vaikuntha, and if you offend Brahmana, then you have to fall down from there. From that we can understand the position of a Brahmanas in the eyes of Lord. How much importance that Lord gives to Brahmana. That has seen in this particular chapter. The next thing is that who is not qualified to be in the spiritual world? Whoever offends a devotee, whoever commits offense to Brahmana, he has to fall down. And the fourth thing that we can understand is how Lord has intimate relationship with his devotees. Sitting inside, Lord realized that there are going to be a big consequences at the gate. So rather than calling some other doorkeepers from other doors, Lord himself got up and with his wife, he ran towards the gate to stop that consequences. That much affinity that Lord has for his own devotees. So he's ready. See, in the description of the Lord, when the Kumaras, they saw him, they have not mentioned anything about Lord's paduka or slippers. They have given the whole description of Lord's beautiful form, his beauty. They have mentioned about the tulasi makaranda or tulasi leaves on the Lord's lotus feet there, but they have not mentioned the Lord's slippers or his shoes. There is no mention. Even on the altar, Lord is standing at one place, still we keep shoes in front of him. And here we can see, Lord was so attached to his devotees that he forgot to put his shoe on. And he just ran like that to stop that consequences. That much affinity and love that Lord has for his devotees. And such a devotees are qualified to see the Lord face to face. not any Tom, Dick, Harry, who does not have control over senses, especially on the mind, how they can see the Lord? It's not possible. And how to see Lord, and when Lord becomes merciful and gives his darshan to others, that we can see from the biographies or by the life of a great devotee. And yesterday, it happened to be the appearance day of Sripad Ramanuja. So we'll discuss something about him today. Sri Ramanujacharya, the most important philosopher, saint, and a great acharya of a Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. He was a philosophical as well as social reformer. He was born in Chaitra Mas, which is going on right now. And his date of birth is placed different by the different authorities. And as per one of the acharya from Ramanuja Sampradaya, it is said that he was born in the Kali Yuga year 4119, which corresponds to 1017 AD, as 13th April 1070 AD in terms of English calendar. It is explained in the Vridha Padma Puran or Brihada Padma Puran that long, long afterwards, the Lord Himself will come down on the earth as a Tridanda Sannyasi to restore the good law. At that time, heretics and men of a perverted intellects will confuse the mind of the people. Asuric Shastras based upon the fallacy arguments and various schools of thought, very attractive and almost indistinguishable from the Vedanta, will turn away men's heart from the Vishnu and cause them to forget His glory. That glorious incarnation will, through the good fortune of the Lord's devotees, come down upon earth to explain and amplify the teachings of the great sage Badarayana and the divine singer of Bhagavad Gita. The Holy One would compose a bhasha on the Vyasa Sutra to save men from the confusion and despair caused by the spurious doctrines and led them to the truth, faith. And when he was a boy, actually, he lost his father and he was living with his mother at Kanchipuram under the care and protection of the Tirukachi Nambi. This Nambi was believed to conserve and was on speaking terms with the Vadiraj in the Archa form. Actually, I heard from one of the Sri Vaishnava Acharya about Shripad Ramanujacharya's incarnation, how he came to this material world. Once their lordship, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Vishnu, he was lying on the Shesha. That time, Mother Lakshmi, she saw that there is chaos in the age of Akali. People are not following the Vedic literature, they are not worshipping the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And these Asuric Shastras were so prevalent, and people were taking shelter of that, and they have forgotten their connection with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And Mother Lakshmi, by seeing that particular situation, being a mother, she thought that what will happen to them? Who will liberate them? Who will bring them back to the Lord? And who will do that? And with that concern, as she was thinking that, Lord opened his eyes and gazed at her beautiful face. And he said, "What happened, my dear?" Then she speak out this concern about the living entities. Then Lord, he just looked at Ananta Shesha. And again he looked back at Mother Lakshmi. He said, there is only one person can do this. He can go and he can defeat all these Asuric Shastras and he can establish the Vedic doctrine again with a proper mood of service to me. And she asked again, "Who is that?" Then again he looked back at the Ananta Shesha. He said, "He will go and he will do it." Then she was surprised. She said, "Why not you?" Then Lord explained her that the person only who possesses my devotion can give devotion to others. And Ananta Shesha, when he heard that, he was a little bit upset. He said, "My Lord, I have to quit this service and go down. And if you want that I should go down, then I have my conditions." See, this is what is the relationship between the Lord and Lord devotees. In our conditioned stage, we have so many conditions. Because of that, we don't want to see the Lord. But in the liberated state also, we have some condition to serve Lord. And these conditions are far better than the conditions what we have in the conditioned life. He said, "I will go, but you have to promise me two things." The Lord said, "What is that?" "You have to give me the sovereignty of that world. If I go there, whatever I do, that should happen. Whatever I want to do it, let it happen like that. And second thing, whomever I send you back, you have to accept them without looking into their qualification. If you agree with that, then I will go." And Lord said, "Yes, I'm agree. You go." And then Shripad Ramanujacharya, he came to this material world. Before him, there was a great Acharya who is known as a Nathamuni. Actually, he is the pioneer of Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya. His grandson was Shripad Yamuna Acharya. who became spiritual master of Shripad Ramanujacharya. Shripad Yamunacharya, when he heard about Shripad Ramanujacharya as a child, because when, what happened one day, when he was like 16 years of his age, all the Vedas and Shastras he mastered. He was that intelligent, being the incarnation of a Shesha, and Shesha is considered as a Adi Guru or spiritual master. So this Shesha, he mastered all the Vedas and all the scriptures. And at the age of 17, he got married with a Rakshamba. And then he started going to Gurukul. Not that time, before that actually, before his marriage only. But when he was studying under the one Advaitites or Advaitvadi Yadava Prakash, one day what happened? He was massaging his spiritual master. And while he was massaging his teacher in Gurukul was this Yadava Prakash. He was interpreting in one shloka from Upanishads. Kapyasa Nayanam. And he was giving description on this particular word. And he said that the Lord's eyes, they look like, they are reddish like the monkey's ass. And when Ramanujacharya, Ilya Peru, that was his name, when he heard that, from his eyes, water started coming. He started crying in his heart. With what he is comparing the Lord's beauty. And these tears, they roll down from his cheeks and they fall on the body of Yadava Prakash. And Yadava Prakash felt that warmth of tears. And he looked back at Ramanujan. He asked, what happened? Why you are crying? He said, my master, actually, what you have said, I think it's wrong. Yadava Prakash got really upset. He looked back, he said, what? This is the commentary, you are challenging the commentary of Shankara? I'm a Shankarite, I'm Advaitist. I know far better than you the meanings of scriptures. So what is your interpretation? What you want to say? Then Shripad Ramanujacharya, he explained. Kaha pi sa. Means it is that which survives by drinking the water. And which is that? And what is that? That is lotus. So Lord eyes are reddish like a lotus petal, not the monkey ass. And all the disciples who were around there, they started glorifying Ramanuja. Wow, what a better commentary he has given. It's really wonderful. Yadav Prakash, when he heard that, he thought that now someone has born to defeat this Advaita doctrine. So his heart became so jealous. He felt so malice about Ramanuja. And he went to extremes that he decided to kill him. And they chalked out a plan that where and how to kill him. With the assistance of his few disciples, they said, we'll go for the Ganga Snana. And while going to Ganges, in the midway, in the forest, we will kill him. And we will tell everyone that he was killed by forest animals. And one of the brothers, distant brothers of brother of Shribad Ramanacharya, whose name was Govinda, he came to know about this conspiracy. And he told Ramanuja, you need to be very careful, because this is what they have conspired for you. So make sure that you should run away by the night. So that night itself, Ramanuja, he ran away from there. And next day morning, all they got up and they started searching him. And then they were happy in their heart that without committing in sin, he has gone away from here. Otherwise, we would have been got a sin of killing him. So better that now he has gone somewhere, so some animal will eat him and he will not come back to our place. But as it is said that Rakhe Krishna Mareke, if Krishna wants to protect someone, who will kill him? Next day in the morning, he reached at one particular place, and the whole night he ran and traveled. He got so exhausted, he slept there. And by the noon time, he just got up and he was wondering, where I am now? I don't know from here how I have to go to my place. And all of a sudden, he heard some noise from some direction. So he looked there and he saw that there is a couple. There is one hunter with his wife. They were traveling in that forest. Then he went to them and he asked, can you help me out to go out of this forest? I will be very grateful to you. And they narrated the whole thing. This is what happened with me and I wanted to go back to my place. And by seeing his condition, this hunter couple, they said, okay, you just follow us. So they started keep walking. And at some distance, the hunter's wife, she looked at her husband and she said, I need some water, I'm thirsty. Can you go and get some water? And Shribad Ramanacharya, he overheard that. And he said, okay, you both can sit under this tree. I will go and fetch water for you. But they said, you don't know anything here and how you can do that? He said, I will just manage. I will find it out. So he came in search of water. And he walked a little bit of a long distance. And he saw there is one nice well. So he went there. He saw there is a nice picture also, which is kept on the wall of the well. He took out the water from that well. And as he came up, he saw some people who are just going, crossing by there. And he asked them, which place is this? Where I have come? Then they said, this is Kanchi. You are rightly came to the place, Kanchi, where Lord Varadraj is there. He was surprised. Then he took that water pitcher and he ran to same direction from where he came to offer it to that hunter. And as he reached there, he saw no one is there. Then again he came back and he came back to his house. But he never told the whole thing what has happened with him. He just said, I'm lost the path and I was astray, I was wandering here and there, and some nice couple, they brought me and they left me here and gone. But that time his heart got so much attracted to Kanchipurna, who was staying there. Kanchipurna, even though he was not of that high class families, people used to consider him as a low class family person. But he had such an intimate connection with the Lord that Lord Varadaraj used to talk to him. Can you imagine? Lord in the Archavigraha form, he used to talk to him. So, Ramanujacharya, he went to Kanchipuram and he offered him pranams and he said, I would like to accept you as my spiritual master. Then immediately Kanchipuram kept his hands on his ears and he said, Vishnu, I can't do that. You are born Brahmin and I am from a low caste. How I can accept a Brahmana as my disciple? But you can take initiation from my spiritual master, that is Alavandaru, Shripada, Yamunacharya. He can initiate you. Then he had a long desire in his heart to go and see Shripada, Yamunacharya. But because he was alone to take care of his wife and mother, it was not possible for him to do that. Then days together, he used to come regularly and assist Kanchipurna by getting the water from that same well to offer it to the Lord. And as he was doing that, and he started asking many questions to Kanchipurna, Kanchipurna started answering them. And because of that conversation, he became very famous actually, that this person is very intellectual. And same time, Alavandaru, he was traveling to find the next successor for this sampradaya. And it happened that he came to Kanchi. And from distance only, he saw Ramanuja. And he understood that this person is going to lead this sampradaya in future. So one day, his family life also ended, because his wife once offended Kanchipurna and his wife. So, very politely, Shripada Ramanujacharya asked his wife that your brother is going to get married. So, you should go back to your house and be there for that celebration. I will come later and join you. And please carry on all the jewelries and everything, all the clothes, nice clothes you have. She became very jubilant that I have to go back to my parents' place for the marriage of my brother, so let me go. So she went immediately. As soon as she left, and Ramanujacharya's mother is already left her body, so he had just responsibility of his wife. And wife was not that much interested in a spiritual life and accepting the Vaishnavism. So he asked her to go back to her parents' place, and when she left the house, immediately he took a blessings of Kanchipurna and he started traveling towards Sriranga to meet Shripada Yamunacharya. And it took 3 days for him to walk and reach there, and by the time, no more than that I think, and by the time he reached, Shripada Yamunacharya has left this world. And when he left his body, his 3 fingers were closed. So nobody was able to understand that why he has closed these 3 fingers. What's the reason behind that? Everyone was just started speculating, thinking about it. Huh? As he was thinking, everyone was thinking like that. Then Shripada Ramanujacharya, he reached there. As he reached there, he saw that, and then he realized, I have to do something with this 3 things. This is some indication for me to do something in this regard. So the first thing, he promised that I will write commentary on Vedanta. And immediately, 1 finger came up. Then he said, for the pleasure of great sage Vyasa, Badarayan, and Parashara, for their remembrance, I will preach about the scriptures. And there will be personalities like them. Then the second finger came up. And the third one that he promised, that I will travel through the length and breadth of Bharata and I will preach about this doctrine of Sri Vaishnavism. And I will establish the worship of Vishnu as per the Agamas. And his third finger came out. And then everyone realized the next successor will be Srimad Ramanuja. And rest of the things we'll discuss tomorrow. Okay? Shripad Ramanuja Charya Ki. Jai Krishna.